need help, you need answers, and I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, that gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So here in Las Vegas, it's over 110 degrees right now. And the joke that's going around on Facebook is drink lots of water and stay indoors until November 1st. That's the big joke going around on Facebook here right now, because it is hotter than heck right now. So just letting you know, stay cool and stay indoors until November 1st. Anyway, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here. And by the way my program works is that you ask me a specific question. So around New Year's, I do more of a global little mini reading for you. But my program is designed for you to ask a specific question. So it could be about career. It could be about a person. It could be about a move. It could be about maybe even a legal issue that you're dealing with. But this is where you ask a specific question, because I can be most helpful to you in just a few minutes on the program that way. So I'm going to go to area code 509. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Mona, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How'd you find my program?
Well, I found it, I don't know, a long time ago. 7 years ago, and I just have stayed in touch.
Well, cool. Well, welcome back. What's your question for me today?
Thank you. So I'm kind of wondering about career. I'm looking for something more meaningful, and I have been subbing at the school district, but I don't know, what do you feel would be like a good avenue for me? Yesterday I went to CPS and I was like, hey, can you talk to me about your job? And nobody would listen. Like, nobody even took the time to talk to me. And I was like, oh, I'm probably in the wrong place. So then I went across the, it was so bad. I went across the street, and then they told me it's like the management where they handle the money for CPS. And she was so willing to talk to me, and she was telling me that they're understaffed at CPS, so that's probably why. And she was like, we do more of the traveling vouchers and everything that has to do with money. So I was like, oh, okay. So a lot nicer.
Okay, so it's saying that any job that springboards from your experience into something new is the best job for you, all right? So having an understanding of how things work, perhaps money-wise, that would be a fine job to go to. But what your cards are saying here is, since you want something a little bit more spiritually meaningful, I mean, not only just doing the work and getting paid, because we all have to support ourselves. What it's saying here is that you actually put into your radar maybe something where it springboards into something new. And okay, so in Las Vegas, one of the biggest charities that I volunteer for, one of the nonprofits I volunteer for, is Help of Southern Nevada. Right? They help women and children get back on their feet after hitting hard times. But they also run one of the best, highest rated youth centers. So It's a homeless youth center. So what it says here is that you have an opportunity to put into your radar something like that, where you take your background and experience in teaching and guiding people, and you point it in a new direction. So it could be, if you were looking for a whole brand new career, I would actually suggest that you go into human resources somewhere, and the human resources might be for a nonprofit. Do you see what I mean? So you're actually screening people and interviewing people to do the kind of work that makes a difference in the community. For you, that would be an absolutely amazing opportunity, because when people meet you, Erica, they like you. That's 90% of your success. That's probably why the one lady took some time with you, because she saw you and saw that there was an actual, real, authentic heart being presented to her, and she spoke to that. You see what I mean? So what this is saying is, it actually says that the next person you work for is not a woman, though. This is saying that you work for a man, that there's a man that you ultimately report to. What I like about this guy is he's very smart, and there is absolutely no romantic thing going on here at all. This is just a man that's looking for someone just like you. So it might be that you take a couple of, say, human resources certification classes, or you might take a course or two through some of the Society of Human Resources Management, SHRM, S-H-R-M, SHRM, all right? It's a nationwide organization that deals with human resources people, but I think you'd be fantastic in that kind of a role.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because I initially was thinking social service is really what I think I like, and I should have just been doing that. But HR sounds good too.
Well, here's the reason why I think HR would be more satisfying for you than social services, because you're hiring the people that would actually be doing, I mean, let's say you got employed at an organization where the people were doing social services. So you would be interviewing the people that would do the social services, but you wouldn't have to take home in your head mentally the burdens of some of the people that you'd be dealing with.
Okay.
So I think it'd be a little bit more freeing, but it's still tapping into your skill set in a very, very positive way.
Okay, yeah, that sounds awesome. And this lady also told me that somebody is going to be leaving. His name is Travis. And I was like, oh, it'd be nice to job shadow him, you know? And he's part of the traveling department.
Okay, see, that was the most perfect thing you could have said, because I almost wonder if they end up giving you a call back and this happens. It's saying that there's a man that you work with that you learn an awful lot from. So maybe that's Travis. So... your cards are super positive about you springboarding from what you already know into something brand new. All right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Cool.
Thanks for being a loyal fan. All right,
you so
see you
much.
Later. Okay, bye now.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 214 area code. Hello, 214. Who's that?
Hi, Mona. This is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. What's your question today?
I just started a new job, and I wanted to kind of see what my future looks like there.
Okay, hold on. Let me draw the cards for you. All right, so I'm drawing the cards. Okay, so this job, while it's – okay, the job seemed to circle around when you had a huge disruption at your last job. So I'm sitting here looking at your cards, and there's this card of disruption. Now, it looks like it was a bit of a crap show before the leaving of the last job happened. But what's interesting here is you were – you were let go by a guy that just didn't seem to have the whole story, or maybe just simply didn't like you. You know, God, that's so hard when somebody just doesn't like you or doesn't want to listen to you or pay attention to you. What's amazing is the first card is this. So in every tarot deck, there's a card called the Tower, right? In my deck, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, it's called Thunderbolt. Now, you have this card as the first card in this little spread of cards I'm doing for you right now. And it what it means is that it's disruption that you knew was coming at the last job, right? So
yeah,
there's a part
true.
Of you that – sorry, say that again?
I said, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so if you – if the conclusion card in this little spread of cards shows a guy that basically – He's a jerk. I would love to use stronger languages, but I'm really trying to avoid cussing right now. But this guy was a jerk, and you know he was so blinders on to almost ignoring you. But then when he paid attention to you, he was kind of a jerk, right? The thing is that what you were trying to show him was the truth, and he didn't want to see it, all right? Well,
yeah.
Ultimately, what it's saying here is that you ended up suffering. I mean, so I got to ask you a question. Did you up and quit this job because you couldn't stand it anymore, or did they fire you?
They let me go, and it was really abruptly. Like, I was trying to get out of there, but I couldn't secure something in time to get out of there.
Okay, so you were kind of trying to do that trapeze act where you go from one job to the next job and then you could just basically tell them to lump it and you get up and leave, right? You kind of wanted to give it back to them in a way. Well, the universe wasn't going to let you do that. So here you got let go, but there was a part of you that was sort of expecting it, all right? Now, here's what's interesting is that now you're in this – when did you start your new job?
On Wednesday.
Oh, my God, you just started it. Okay, so here's what's interesting is that you're actually working for a guy that is incredibly opinionated, but he really knows his stuff.
Yes.
Now, the funny thing is that this was not the dream job. I mean, I'm sure it the pay was kind of where it needed to be, and there were probably some things about it that you liked, which is why you took the job. What it's saying, though, is that the guy, he's actually not that bad. And it looks like he actually wants to make you better, but because you're still sort of spinning from the crap that happened at the last job, that there's a part of you that's feeling a little sort of gun-shy. It's like you fall off the horse, you got to get back on the horse kind of thing. Well, it's saying the more confident that you show how you are, the more this job actually works for you. And that even though I kind of see that maybe there's another opportunity happening somewhere in here too, the choice to stay at this job might not actually be a bad one.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
my first 2 days were kind of rough. And then yesterday I kind of had an epiphany and I'm like, you know, maybe this isn't so bad. And I really do like the owner, and he's absolutely the opposite of what I experienced at my last job. But I do
I'll
think there's
you,
a part of me that's a little afraid.
Okay. I'll tell you that last job was a crap show. It was awful. And the thing is that it almost feels like if you could just sort of purge yourself of all of those negative feelings with the last job. I mean, there's sometimes I tell people do my little 9-day energy reset whenever they've changed jobs. Whether they start it on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, it doesn't matter. It's almost as if you want to refresh yourself. But in the meantime, you know, go to the dollar store, buy yourself a couple bags of Epsom salts, throw it in your bathtub, get in the bathtub and imagine that the salt is leaching out any negativity out of your vibration. And then you stand up in the bathtub while the water is draining, and you imagine that all the negativity is being sucked down the drain.
Okay, definitely.
Because
I tried to do something kind of like a cord cutting, trying to release that energy. It keeps kind of coming back, like these thoughts, you know, like I'll keep remembering things. So every time I just kind of try to imagine cutting a cord, like just letting it go.
Well, you might want to finish with a little Epsom salt bath. It'll only cost you a couple dollars. Go to the dollar store, get some Epsom salt. So you might even have some hanging around. But what, mm-hmm. what I keep getting with your cards is that the fella that you're working for right now is not a bad person. He is nothing like the jerk that you just left.
Oh,
and thank goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks
to you
so
later.
Much, Mona.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to the area code 863. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Julia from Florida.
Oh, hi, Julia from Florida. What's your question today?
I want to ask about new love, a new love relationship or life partner coming in.
Okay, hold on. So, there are two fellas showing up in your cards. There's the one fella that you have to forgive and let go of. He's the first card coming up in this spread of cards. The thing is that with this, so sometimes I see this when somebody has actually passed and they're on the other side and you're still kind of hurt and pissed off that they left you. Or it's a breakup or it's some sort of a huge sort of forgiving ritual that you do to let this go. Because what it's saying here is there is, on the other end of your cards, is a brand new fella coming towards you. Now, what I like about the new fella is that it feels like it's incredibly organic, that it's somebody that you meet and he becomes acquainted with you first, but it's not like a overwhelming fall in love at first sight feeling. It is, oh, that's a nice guy. Right, so this could be a fella that you meet because you run into him almost every day at freaking Starbucks or at your favorite coffee place or your favorite hangout. He could be someone you meet at the library because you start showing up for some of the educational things that they do at the library. But what it says here is that this man, while he is just a couple years younger than you, this is not a guy that is going to in any way at all take advantage of you. So he's not looking for a sugar mama. He's not looking for someone to take care of him. He's in a place where he's just lonesome, just like you. He wants someone in his life that he likes, that he finds attractive, that he can talk to, and that he can do things with, which really is simply what you're looking for. Julia, I mean,
yeah,
it's not, I don't see you getting married, however. This is not a card, these two cards that talk about the new fella, it's not about you getting married, it's about you choosing this person every single day. You know, it's interesting because I did a reading for someone who just lost her life partner after, gosh, 35 years, and they were never married. They just lived together. They created a life together. Her partner was a little bit of a pack rat. So she started with the garage and basically had to get rid of his, you know, his hobbies, his tools, his camping gear, all the things that he was really into. But it took her 2 months just to clean out the garage. So she's in the process of letting all that go. But the point of that is that they chose each other every single day. Every day they chose each other. It wasn't because it was on paper that they chose each other. It was because every day they chose each other. And what your cards are saying is that is the fella that's coming towards you. Now, the description of him is he's probably going to have brown hair, maybe, you know, salt and pepper brown hair, so brown hair with some gray in it. Might be a little thinning on top, But what you really notice about him is how kind his eyes are. That when he looks at you, it's almost like he's paying attention to every single thing that's coming out of your mouth. And that he's looking at you like you have 100% of his attention. And that's going to be the moment where you realize that he's something special. So what I love telling you, Julia, is you don't end up alone. You actually end up with someone that becomes, and I've coined this phrase years ago, but what I want you to do is put it in your mind that you're seeking your companion of choice. Because when you put a partner in that category, now you're choosing someone almost like a business deal for all the right reasons. That, you know, are they smart enough for you? Are they attractive? Can you talk to them? Do they like the same things you do? Are they not homeless? You see what I mean? It's you're looking at them like a business deal, and that there's no pity about you choosing them. There's no feeling sorry for them. There's no feeling of guilt about being with them. So any fella that opens with how sad their life was is not the guy for you. Do you see
Perfect.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you have to go to the places where you'd be more likely to meet him. So it could be that you volunteer at the Salvation Army and connect with the other volunteers at the Salvation Army. Or it could be that you volunteer at a dog or cat rescue and you connect with the other volunteers. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite stories is I'm a big fundraiser for another organization called the Poppy Foundation, and this is a rescue for cats. This is a no-kill shelter for older cats, cats that need lifetime medical care and all that. Well, anyway, one of the volunteers with that organization met his wife because she was a volunteer for the organization. So I'm telling you, if you can put a little bit of your heart out there, and realize that you're looking for, again, like a business deal, a fella that is actually somebody that can be a part of your life and connect with your life, but is going in the same direction you are. Not someone weak, not somebody you have to rescue. And I got to explain it like this, is that imagine the rails for a train, okay? The rails have to be very strong, both rails have to be equally strong. They're held by the ties that keep them a certain distance apart. The ties that are behind you are your memories and experiences. The ties ahead of you are what you're looking forward to, your plans for the future, your goals. But there has to be a certain amount of space between the rails, which is part of the reason the ties are there, is to keep the space between the rails in a certain distance. Because if two individual rails were not individually strong, the train couldn't go. So you're looking for someone that is equally strong as you, that has planned as well as you have. You're just looking for your companion of choice. And if you just put that in your brain, what it's saying here is that everything starts to unfold for you in a very, very positive way. So I'm not worried about you and love at all, Julia.
Beautiful. Wow, that's so awesome. You know, the couple I had in mind when I called was like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
They never married after all these years, but yet they're always together. So, yeah,
I'll tell you, if Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell actually wanted to make a little social media splash, they would get married.
Yeah.
Because everybody that has been watching that relationship, see, I remember Goldie Hawn when she was on frickin' Laugh-In'.
Yeah, me too.
So,
yes.
So you know,
yeah.
I'm dating myself for sure, but I remember
me,
that.
So I'm
you know,
with
so,
you.
but do you remember what a skinny little kid she was?
Yes, yes.
But just as charming now, as a mature woman, as she was when she was, you know, what, 19, 20, whatever she was when she was on Laugh-In. But anyway, all right,
yeah.
My friend, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay,
you
bye
too.
Now.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.